what was your context in making that comment last time?
My context was in response to a comment from a counselor about the incentives in the downtown, and he was saying, why do we need to continue incentives to make things happen downtown? Isn't the LRT supposed to create all this construction and that? And my answer was, yes, but there isn't certainty in the minds of numerous developers along the track that it will be built. And therefore, you're going to have this gap. If you take away the incentives there now, and the LRT doesn't get clarified that it's going ahead, things may come to a halt.
Okay. Now, I heard you say today that specifically no one has officially walked away from any plans that you're aware of.
That's correct. They have, if anything, just sort of put them on hold. They bought the land. They're probably doing some planning work in the background slowly, but not expending a lot of dollars until they have certainty. And again, if it was your money, at what percentage is certainty? Is it 90% certainty? Is it 80%? I can't answer you that for them.
Glenn, I'm going to ask you to clarify, because your exact statement last night was nobody believes the LRT is going to happen.
I say
and
nobody.
That people who have come to Hamilton in anticipation of the LRT have stopped their projects. So
I don't think I said nobody.
You said your exact words were, nobody believes
we'll look at the LRT
is going to happen. I've gone to the tape.
Joey looked at the tape.
I went to the tape because I wanted, before I put that out in that strong of words, I wanted to make sure that's what you said. That's what you said. So you said nobody is believing the LRT is going to happen, that people who come to Hamilton in anticipation of developing for the LRT have stopped.
So some have stopped, certainly. That doesn't mean they've walked away from the projects, though. There's a big difference, right? They have stopped until they get certainty whether it's going ahead. Some will still be proceeding because their analysis of the feasibility of their project is different than someone who says, boy, without LRT, my project doesn't work. So, for instance, you're seeing projects now being developed between Queen and Walnut along King. Those primarily are not LRT dependent. Their hotels or their condos that are being built because of the office infrastructure downtown, people want to walk to work, or because of the entertainment assets that the city owns. So if you look beyond that, if you look to the east or the west end of the LRT, you're not seeing much, if any, development right now that is LRT created.
So as Director of Economic Development, what is your professional opinion related to the uncertainty right now? What is that economic impact?
Well, the economic impact is that, supposing it's delayed 6 months or a year, however long it's delayed, that's the amount of time we have lost in terms of, at the far end, the uplift that we would have had. So construction jobs at the front end aren't happening, and when you're done, those things that would have happened in terms of new businesses that are longer, new condos, so you're delaying the financial gain to the city by the uncertainty. And I'm not saying it's necessarily it's created by council, it's also created by our premier. If he would just put the buying program back on track, that would assure a lot of people that it is going forward.
Okay. And just to reiterate one more time, you have not heard from a developer who said, you know what, I'm out.
Nobody has walked away from their projects, that's correct.
Can you list off any of the developers or landowners that have the concerns?
Nope. No, that's their
personal. What do they want to hear, though? What do they want to hear? What do they want to see?
So one of the things that would reassure them right away is if the provincial government would agree to start allowing the team that's there to start purchasing again. Why is it stopped? You know, you have to ask yourself, why is it stopped? And if they were allowed to start purchasing, that would do it. This council has also not been tested. There's never been a vote by this council in terms of LRT, if you know. So that needs to happen probably as well. But again, for each developer, it's a different level of assurance. Some people might say, hey, if I'm not 100% certain, I'm not going to go ahead. For others, it may be 80, 90, 75. They have to pick based on their own risk tolerance. And right now, the ones that I'm talking to are primarily saying, I think so, I'm so optimistic, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot more until I know more for sure.
You gave a comparison during this meeting to say, you know, the number of applications are few relative to the amount of property purchased. Can you give me a sense? Are you aware of how much property purchasing there has been along the line, you know, in the past year or two?
Can't really. I mean, I couldn't tell you the number of parcels.
How can you make that comparison, though, if you don't have a ballpark sense?
Well, we have a ballpark sense, but it's not something that I can really share with you. I mean, we talked to lots of people who were bought properties, but I'm not going to say there's been 8 properties or 10 or it's 20. it starts to get too commercially sensitive for them. I mean, it goes to how much competition there is, right? So,
I mean, if you wanted to bankrupt me, I guess I could just go check the property records, right?
But you could.
But if you want cheaper, if you would just give me a ballpark.
No, I'm not figure. I'd rather you go and check the numbers if you want.
But think about the money the spectators could save. They might keep a reporter or two. That's, you know, economic spinoff.
As long as it's Matt, right?
Oh. Okay. So we don't even have a report, you know, as part of our LOT subcommittee meetings, kind of guesstimating how many properties have changed hands over since, you know, the project was approved or anything.
I wouldn't know. I'm not part of the LOT subcommittee. There is a team. I talked to Chris Jacobson, who's the director of the LOT. He might have an idea. My answer is anecdotal. My experience is anecdotal. Developers come and talk to us because they come to talk to us when they want to talk about their financial plans, right? And the incentives the city has. So usually they've already made a purchase decision, and that's when we see them.
Right before the municipal election, so I think somebody from your team or planning helped pull together a list of 30 potential developments along the route. That was for a story we did about whether or not there would be a stall in development as a result of a municipal election decision. Were you part of that effort to help us out?
More likely it was the LRT team.
Really, for properties, building projects?
Okay. It would come through that committee. Probably it was asked. Our team may have had some input to it. I don't recall offhand, but it's if it's in the report, then you'll be able to find it.
I was just wondering, from what time period are you referencing when you're saying we're not seeing a lot of new applications?
So we're really referencing over the last year and a half.
We're getting this clerk's telling us to. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.